Live. This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will discuss a proposed humanitarian pause for Yemen during his talks in Saudi Arabia. The secretary announced $68 million in new U.S. aid to Yemen during a stop in the East African nation of Djibouti on Wednesday. The State Department says the funds will support agencies providing food, water, shelter, and other assistance to 16 million Yemenis in need. A court in Afghanistan has sentenced four men to death for the mob killing of a 27-year-old woman in March. The men are part of a group of 49 people put on trial in connection with the assault, including 19 police officers accused of either failing to stop the attack or taking part themselves. The Kabul court also sentenced eight of the defendants Wednesday to 16 years in prison. False accusations that the victim, a woman named Farkunda, desecrated the Muslim book the Quran, sparked the attack on March 19th. Video of the assault showed the mob beating Farkunda and running over her body with a car before setting her on fire. She was then thrown into the Kabul River. French investigators say the co-pilot, who deliberately brought down a Germanwings airliner in the French Alps in March, apparently practiced such a controlled descent during an earlier flight the same day. The settings for selected altitude on the autopilot were adjusted several times and set as low as 30 meters as the plane descended on the first leg of the trip into Barcelona. That comes from a report issued Wednesday by a French bureau.